Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak.
Thank you for. And that's M period, A period, N period. For those who listen.com, Kilroy, let me give you three quick disclaimers and get them out of the way. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. What I am going to do is get a few things out of the way on this holiday episode. Like I say, this is episode number 32. My best thing to do is chapter 9, verse 32 of the year. I will let you know that if you want to check it out, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph Motley Jr. You can also YouTube the Joseph P. Motley Jr. page. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. number 1. Or Hip Hop Workshop number 2, meaning Hip Hop Workshop 2. Hip Hop Workshop 2 or Alfred Porter Jr. 1 on Twitter. Instagram is Junior Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. with a period at the end. Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook Hip Hop Workshop Records. Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. That's www.3342music.com for a lot of the songs that you hear on this show. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can also, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. We have some surprise guests coming through tomorrow at 5 p.m. Guests that you should be familiar with. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can use the YouTube page of Miss MSCOMMENTARY, then space Cleveland. So those are some of the ways you can stay connected. I do need to give you, I know, special holiday episode. We won't get into a lot of deep things. It's good to be able to sit back on during the holiday weekend, hope and pray everything stays peaceful. And what we'll do is give you all the top 10 and try our best to play music. But we're going to give you a top 10 of music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Let's go. Number 10, Sheriff Kilroy, WOVU 95.9, this Friday, September 11th, with a special episode, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, iHeart Radio interview with DJ Jack the Ripper, as well as the special news interview, the video that was released the past week that shows some of the things, some of the history, some of the thought processes that has gone into Alfred Porter Jr. Number 9, debuting, Saturday, September 12th, East Cleveland Public Library, Private Affair, featuring Joseph Motley Jr. of Black House Sounds doing the sound. Number 8, debuting, Facebook, Are the Czar's Most Lit EP release, which was yesterday. Number 7, debuting, Inferno, the first Gear album debut is this coming Sunday. Number 6, moving up, Millie Mills, I should say M-I-L-L-Y, Mills with a Z, M-I-L-L-Z, a.k.a. DJ Burns video shoot last Monday night, the debut of Protest Peace Change. It also featured TMS Shakespeare. Number 5, Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 215, and other events. It moves up. That was last Saturday at DJ Dollar Rock's House of Hits, featuring DJ FaZe, Sway, TMS Shakespeare, Swab, Brick House Wellness, Father's Lives Matter, VoiceItRadio.com's Miss Commentary Cleveland. Number 4, debuting In the Lab with Rip, mixed show with Jack the Ripper. It was live listening party for EAY Project called For the Win. F-O-R-D-A-W-I-N. It was at Captivate Club yesterday. Number 3, moving up, Facebook Journeys. That's J-E-R-N-I-E-S, first birthday. It was a success on Euclid and Strathmore last Wednesday. I want to definitely thank Daniel Woods personally for attending that alongside myself and for her contributions. That was beautiful. Number 2, moving up, In Apostrophe Front. Last Saturday at the Front Stage Drive-In Concert, Severance Mall, following their triumphant radio appearance on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show, they really laid it down with a few other acts as well. Rising up to the number 1 spot, you could Facebook, because of how many people showed up, CLE, Nationwide Day of Action, Demand Trump /Pence, out now. That was last Saturday, West 25th Street, and it went to the Justice Center, car caravans, speakers, and more. Okay, I'm looking at a 216-682 phone number. I will get to that, and a 216-400 area code is the 216. But I would like to say that yesterday was the day before, extremely busy on that Saturday because I had a chance to hold the red, black, and green flag. And when I held that flag, it went out to be at the homegoing of Dr. Eugene J. Jordan. His homegoing service was held Saturday, September 5th, 2020. I believe that afterwards the repast was held over on Lee and Harvard at the Ken Ferguson Center. I could only go and hold the flag at the homegoing service because the workshop was later on that evening. But for those who don't know, his story Dr. Eugene Jordan, 83, of Cleveland, Ohio, passed away on August 28, 2020, after a brief illness. Born on December 7, 1936, to Sylvester Jordan Sr. and Ludi Hartsteel Jordan, he spent his childhood in Columbus, Ohio, growing up the youngest of five children, and engaging from an early age in civic activism. After graduating from Central High in Columbus, Ohio, Dr. Jordan attended Capital University, where he earned his Bachelor of Arts degree, and then following a term in the U.S. Army Medical Corps, he matriculated to Howard University in Washington, D.C., where he earned his Doctor of Dental Surgery. During his years in Washington, D.C., he also met and wed his first wife, Dolores Meeson Jordan. From their union, three children were born, each of whom followed in their father's footsteps and became medical professionals. In the early 1970s, Dr. Jordan and his first wife established their home and business in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Early pioneer in minority-owned private dental group practices, he opened and operated two successful dental practices and was deeply involved in the political and social, local, national, and international community. Dr. Jordan served on many local community boards, including the NAACP and the Community Cultural Guards Federation. His service extended to include several terms on the Board of Trustees of National Dental Association, as well as to serve as president of the NDA for one term and as a founding member of the Buckeye State Dental Association, just to name a few of his professional and civic engagements. His passion for his profession and his commitment to bettering the human condition led to his travels to West Africa in 1982, representing the United States government and the NDA at the World Health Conference on Dental Needs. His efforts led to him having twice testified before the U.S. Congress. He served on professional committees and panels with such luminaries as First Lady Hillary Clinton, and he has been featured on CNN, all to address matters associated with health care disparities in urban America, economic development, quality education for urban children, and social justice for all Americans. He was a leader and an example of civic and social responsibility for a generation past and present. So that's one of the things that we should say about him. He also, with his wife, Reese, his second wife, demonstrated a deep commitment to the East Cleveland and Greater Cleveland community, maintained an independent dental practice for over 50 years. That's just a good read of the doctor. I'm going to stop right here and go to the 216-682. How are you on this Labor Day?
Doing good, JoJo. Father's Lives Matter. Had a great Labor Day, but heart's kind of heavy with Father's Lives Matter today. We had two police officers that were killed, one that was murdered. One got upset about the murder of his colleague, so he killed himself. And then 2 days later in the same area, another man was shot and killed. You have kids that are being killed. On behalf of Father's Lives Matter, we're calling for a ceasefire all across the United States of America. We're calling on white, black, brown, blue, everybody. It's time to put these guns down. It's time to start praying for one another. And it's time to take back our city without violence. I mean, we have bad all over the place. We're all red on the inside. We got to put this color thing aside. We got to knock it off. We're all one color on the inside. If we don't take a stand now and stop this violence, it's going to be growing at the speed of a freight train, and we're not going to be able to stop it. We have too many innocent lives that are being slaughtered. We got to change it, and we have to change it now for the future of our women, our children, and the future of our society. We're being killed all across the United States, and it's sad. It's very, very sad. It has to stop. We have to have a ceasefire. It has to end. The snitching thing, that's over. If you see something, you've got to say something. You see somebody in your neighborhood doing something that doesn't look foul, you have to snitch on them. You got to end this violence, and we got to stop it immediately.
I agree. And I thank you so much for those heartfelt words.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so can people, let people know how they can reach you.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're at 682-8341. And Father's Lives Matter has got a phone just like the Bat phone. That's 216-633-0330. Both of those phones never shut down. They never turn off. So, and we help out men, women, children. Our whole concept is justice for all. So if anybody's dealing with anything, you let us know, and we'll do our best to assist you.
I appreciate that very much. May you and your family, friends, and also associates, may you all have a very safe remainder of this Labor Day weekend holiday, and may you definitely have a blessed and prosperous week.
Oh, thanks, brother. You too. You have a great Labor Day.
All right. Thanks again. Hey, I can appreciate my last phone caller because, hey, he's direct to the point, kept things moving, kept it short. I'm going to go to this area code 601 with a 513 and see what's on your mind as well. 601-513, how you doing out there?
Hi, how's it going, Brother Al? And happy Labor Day to all the hardworking Americans out there. And as your presidential candidate, I promise every hardworking American a big raise because I believe in the American dream still. That's why I'm running. So I hope everybody's safe, wear your mask, wash your hands. And how you been doing, Brother Al?
I'm doing extremely well, but I'm glad you called because you're going to have to calm down the fears for a little while because with everything that's going on, they talked about it, Kanye not making the ballot in Ohio. How's everything looking to you making it on the ballot in certain places? Talk to me.
Well, here's the thing. Well, Kanye, we already know wholeheartedly from his mouth, Kanye's mouth, and from seeing that one of Donald Trump's lawyers helped Kanye to try to get on some of those ballots, especially here in Ohio. Here in Ohio, we don't play that. So I like to think the state of Ohio is stepping up and not allowing that to happen. And for whatever Kanye's reasons for not running for president, it's a difference between me and him. I run it because I love this country, and my father was in the Army and family history with George Washington and everything else. That's why I'm running. He's running because somebody told him to. See what I'm saying? This is a big difference.
Right.
And the wrong person is telling him to run to help him win. For me here in Ohio, this is my home state. I don't care if Republican, Democrat, I'm pretty much running as an American, as I should have done in the first place. But now my concentration is here, Cleveland, pretty much the whole state of Ohio. If I can win Cleveland, I can win Ohio. If I can win Ohio, we win the country. Free Americans, free men, not these people in D.C., who's protecting the president, who's showing their true colors every single day. And here, people in Ohio are waking up to it every single day. So as long as I keep doing what I need to do here and spreading the message about unity, about it's beyond party, it's beyond color, it's beyond state, it's beyond north, it's beyond south, it's about right now, where we are right now as a nation. And I went to D.C. for the march. I was out there, go to Lighting Man for President 2020, We the People on Facebook. And you'll see some of the videos, live videos, but most of it's picture because a lot of people are out there with their phones, so I can go live.
Right, right.
So I passed out a lot of cards, and I had a good friend with me, my campaign advisor named Lawrence Hammer. And a lot of people were pretty impressed. I sweated out a $1,200 suit, literally. You'll see the pictures on it. Because I'm out there for the people. I didn't see Joe Biden out there. Not knocking him. I didn't see
him.
I didn't see Donald, especially the president. I didn't see him out there showing, trying to show unity. And that's what we're looking for. Republicans are definitely looking for that. I've talked to many Republicans who contacted me on social media. And they say, hey, Mike, you know, I have never heard of you and stuff like that. I'm just making sure you're legit. I said, look, I filed last May. Not this past May. I'm talking about last May. But I announced 2 weeks after the midterms. He said, why have we never heard of you? I'm like, LandonHamCase.com. Well, fully explains why you never heard of me. So I was in the march. I was up there at the Lincoln Memorial. I took a picture with Lincoln. Oh, man, the beautiful thing of standing up there. I went up there, and let me tell y'all something, America. My friend Larry, he didn't believe that we can get behind Al Sharpton, Reverend Al. I said, dude, you don't know. I guess after a year, you don't know who I am. I went up there and marched, and I walked right up there and went behind them. The big dude, the security guy, he said, who are you? You got to have security clearance. I'm like, I'm running for president. He looked at me, he said, you're clear to go. I said, look here, look, my friend back here, please get him. So we was up there, and I didn't want to disturb the moment because I knew all the families were up there. All the families were up there, and so I didn't want to disturb the moment. I just passed out the cards. I talked to a few people, and I listened. And that was a magical moment. My great-grandmother, here's the thing, America, my great-grandmother, Daisy Parker, she was up there on the first march 55-some years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
And it's funny how I'm following her footsteps. But I was a hell of a lot closer than she was. But I'm running for president. You know how God works like that. So, America, look, if you're tired of the whole two-party system, if you don't want to repeat of what happened in 2016, because Trump will win if Democrats are fully divided about Joe Biden, and what Democrats is fully divided, as is this nation. And the only way that we can unite and beat back the hate and fear and what Donald Trump and Russia is trying to do to this country, especially China, but Russia's pretty much taking the head on us, is an outsider. I am your outsider. I am your voice. I am for the Black Lives Matter movement. And let me just put this out there for on your show. For everybody to be clear on what I'm trying to say. It's Labor Day, yes. I've been kind of lifting it up a little bit. But overall, as a presidential candidate, under the Constitution, the powers that have been given to me, I have been given the right to turn Black Lives Matter movement into a political party. And it is rightly deserving to be, not only because just only Black Lives Matter, but we've seen all walks of life who walked up and say Black Lives do matter. They have been 400
right.
years been oppressed and been beaten down and raped and been, you know what I'm saying? I'm Black, so
yes.
I know firsthand what we've been going through. And I'm a candidate. So, my power is to turn Black Lives Matter movement into a political party and change the name. That's what I did in D.C. I told them, that's what I'm going to tell you, and I told them out there to change the name of Black Lives Matter movement into the Party of We the People. And let me tell you something. Republicans who have told me lip for lip about, oh, I see you got your banner of Black Lives across your Facebook page, your profile page. I'm like, yeah, I'm the leader. So like I said, you have to take the lead. You don't have to ask, excuse me, Black Lives Matter, can I please be your leader? No, you take it. You get up there and give a reason why people should follow you. That's why the president threatened my life. That's the reason why, thank God, Player T in Hollywood in the Hood gave me a shot be on their show and tell my story. I appreciate it. But here's another thing, Cleveland. Donald Trump and Joe Biden have to come here to win the presidency. And guess
right.
what, America? I'm here, and I'm from here. So I doubt very much, after all the hard work I've done, and all hard work, and I appreciate all the members and all the new people and all the Republicans and all the ones that voted for Trump, who I worked diligently hard to change your minds. And you're like, well, we're back here, Mike. God, dog, Mike, I know he's going through all that. Yeah! Follow LandonHamCase.com. Go to my Facebook. Google me. Do what you got to do. But look, if you truly, after what black people have been going through for 400 plus years, God has sent us something that can change all that. And I'm like, Lord, me? Okay. I prayed. I didn't know it would be me, but God, you look through the Bible and look who God chose. So
that's
you can
true.
Make any excuse about me. Look at the people who went to the Apollo show and were amateurs. And some of the
right.
religions we follow today. So I just ask the people to have an open mind about these things. This is not no normal election. This isn't for the soul of the country, but we don't need Joe. Joe have already explained, shown that he's not from his past about the disenfranchisement of African Americans from the beginning. To be whole, to be fully American. He's not shown that from the crime bill. Kamara, she hasn't shown her stuff from California. She could have changed some stuff about African Americans being locked up by weed. It's weed. Come on, man. I smoke it. You see people locking me up? No. My work has been clean from the start
right.
because I've been open and honest about my situation and been responsible. The whole thing about everything else is we've been systematically painted bad to lead up to this moment. But we have to come together, black people. We have to not look at the leaders
hey.
That have been leading black people for so long.
I want to thank you for calling in. I do.
Yes, sir.
And may you have a very
thank you.
Excellent remainder of the week. No problem. Appreciate
you.
Too.
And wear your mask, wash your hands, and check out LandonHamCase.com and on Facebook and everything, and let's come together as a family, an American family. And happy Labor Day to everybody.
Amen. The same to you. Of course, I'm very thankful to get the phone calls that we have coming through. Very, very, I like what he said, taking that Black Lives Matter movement, turning it into the We the People Party. There you go. And you can check that name out, Michael D. Landingham. You can just Google it. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. As a matter of fact, it's time to put some boom in everything. We will be right back after hearing from Emax the Image.
Sometimes you should know what it is that you're doing or what it is that is being talked about. You know, Labor Day itself, there are still doubts about who first proposed the holiday for workers. Some records show that Peter J. McGuire, a co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, was the first to suggest the holiday. Meanwhile, others believe that machinist Matthew McGuire, which is different from Peter J. McGuire, a co-founder of the American Federation of Labor, they feel like he's Peter J. McGuire, that McGuire was the first to suggest a holiday, but others believe that machinist Matthew McGuire proposed a holiday in 1882 while serving as Secretary of the Central Labor Union in New York. Regardless, Labor Day celebrations gained popularity and communities across the U.S., and it began making it a state holiday. First, Oregon passed it into law, followed by states like Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. By 1894, 23 more states had adopted the holiday. And in June of that year, President Grover Cleveland signed a law making the first Monday of each year a national holiday. So that's just to talk about Labor Day as a whole. Now, since then, Labor Day celebrations have evolved. In the early years, Americans celebrated with street parades and festivals. Speeches by prominent men and women were introduced later as more emphasis was placed upon the economic and civic significance of the holiday, the Department of Labor says. Today, the holiday is still celebrated in cities and towns across the U.S. with parades, picnics, barbecues, firework displays, and more. Well, it makes it kind of different in the, I will say, COVID-19 era. It makes it very hard on that. But that's a little bit on what is happening with the whole holiday that's being celebrated as is. I should take the time to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings happen on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. That's like the meet and greet time. And then at 7:30, it starts at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue with the 44110 area code at the Dialogue Center. This coming Wednesday, we pay tribute and celebrate Liz's birthday at the Dialogue Center this coming Wednesday. I'm not going to talk to you to death during this whole, I would say, holiday rendition edition. I'm going to do what I can to find certain things that I might not have played in a little while and things that I kind of like. So this one right here, produced by Emacs the Image, he did the singing on the hook, Concord, Be Right Back.
cause. I conquer. We do it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it?
I would be remiss if I didn't play this. It's one of my favorite songs. It goes out to on Facebook. You find them under New Life Team Takeover. It's one of the ones who is also known as Dean Powers. My brother Eastside, because it was a favorite and she liked it, I'm going to send it out because I have the time to. I send this out to Danielle. It's one of the most beautiful tracks that was put out by artists from our region who went on down to other parts of Ohio, to L.A. He's supposed to be coming back to Cleveland soon, and when he does, I want to do an interview with him, the brother by the name of Eastside.
I chose that I breathe the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. Life is like soft glass, yo. talking, yeah, heart. Yo, I am memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at? Yo, at a point like my life is over. Yo, late nights for them leftovers. Yo, for every dollar after spending. Like you my man, but you ride against me. Yo, I bought my dirt, bought my lonely. The smoke to you, ain't real, y'all falling. Ain't real, y'all falling. I gave it all to yo, yo. I did it all for yo, yo. I do it all for yo, yo. But I don't want to just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't want to just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't want to. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. So this is what it comes to. Yo. Turn your back, I turn my back too. Yo. It's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame. Yo. But from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, would never see what I feel in me. Who loyal and who I see, yeah, it's all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to yo. I did it all for yo.
Hey. In the trap, banging bell. I tell your mama that drill. Yeah. Blessing.
And that was from the DJ Fatty Banks album from, I believe, the end of 2018 to 2019 was like the peak for that album, Club Drama's Own. I want to go back in time, barely, but it wasn't a long time ago. It really wasn't. We're going to say that this was first posted up on a date of September 7th, 2020. Why? Because it just happened in East Cleveland. I'll give you the good news first. Good news for people out there. Corinne Stevenson, who we've supported many times, is now the new president of East Cleveland City Council, with Juanita Gowdy being the vice president. Now, on interesting news in East Cleveland, Ohio, a road rage incident turned into a high-speed chase the past Friday, and it ended in the arrest of one man and a story of one Good Samaritan that people will never forget now. Anthony Maddox Jr., here's the thing. It was a split-second decision which he made on Friday. He noticed a car jumping the curb and trying to at least hit a woman at the fence. Now, the thing is, we're talking about a local pastor who got into the middle of everything. But anyway, Anthony Maddox Jr. noticed the car jumping the curb and trying to hit a woman at the fence, Maddox said. She jumped out of the way, and he ended up hitting the fence. Maddox, who's a pastor and a licensed handgun owner, said he was forced to put his own life at risk to prevent someone from seriously injuring or killing two pedestrians near his church in East Cleveland. So he rolled down his window. Pastor did. And kind of yelled at him to stop while he was trying to call 911. In doing so, he swung his car door open and appeared to be reaching underneath his seat, Maddox said. So Maddox is telling this gentleman, stop, I'm going to call 911. Maddox was a pastor. The gentleman he yelled at reached up underneath his seat as if he was getting a gun. The pastor jumped out of his car and pulled his weapon at him and pointed it at him, and that's when he slammed his car door, put his car in drive. Maddox said that the man chased him all the way to East Cleveland Police Headquarters before they had a confrontation in the parking lot of an auto shop nearby. I know the auto shop is right next door. They said he gets back into his car and rams the back of his car while he's still on the phone with 911. I'm begging him to stay in his car. I've got my gun pointed at him, and it's at that point that the police department comes outside and they intervene. Sergeant Stephen Khalil ordered the pastor to drop his weapon as the pastor explained the situation before the other driver took off. I then got in position, Khalil said, gave him verbal orders, and he complied. The driver who chased Maddox down was eventually arrested after also ramming an East Cleveland police cruiser and leading several law enforcement agencies on a high-speed chase. Luckily, there was a lot of mutual aid that was provided then, and they were able to bring it to a safe stop, an investigator Beeman said. Maddox said he's replayed the scenario many times in his head since Friday. Now he's forced to ask himself, am I going to have to take this black man's life to save my life or the life of someone else on the street? He did thank the East Cleveland Police Department for hearing him out and successfully de-escalating a dangerous situation. And you know you're the one that called 911. You know you're the one who has the gun and the license. At the same time, this officer doesn't have that much context with the situation. I want to at least say I honestly thank the East Cleveland Police Department for listening to everything. I want to thank them because they really didn't have to listen to the whole situation. They didn't have to. They could have came out guns blazing on that situation. And they did. They chose to listen. They chose to hear the side of the pastor in between. I think that it was very, very incident. But also I want to thank the pastor because these different times, I've heard pastors have say that they dislike when they hear of other pastors carrying weapons and things like this. These are very interesting times that we're in right now. Extremely interesting. Perilous times. And I believe that everybody should be thinking. That's it. They should be thinking that if there are certain ways to protect yourself, you may have to think about it. I mean, when Yahshua the Messiah was being led away by soldiers and a sword was used by one of his disciples to cut off an ear, everybody was on such high standards, Yahshua the Messiah basically said, this isn't the way, heal the ear and walk the way. But afterwards, nothing in the books of the Bible towards the end of the New Testament suggested that all other, we will say cottage or homeowners or people who own or ran businesses, they didn't put their swords down. Those protecting their land, their families, their properties didn't put the swords down. If you look at it in a spiritual text, there are those who didn't put their swords down. And you could say the gun has replaced the sword or the spear as the weapon of choice. And even pastors know that these are perilous times. If you go out there and you get a legal permit, that's important. A legal permit, you go through training. Training that tells you when not to use your weapon. I'm on this 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox because that training came in handy. That, think about it. The pastor assessed, wait a minute, he's reaching under his seat. If I see a weapon, I'll have to protect myself. But he didn't see a weapon, so he didn't unload his gun. That is very important that he didn't unload his weapon. He could have. He just chose not to because he had training to know that with this CCW, you know, carrying a concealed weapon permit, that he could end up going to jail because he shot somebody saying he's in fear, but he didn't see a weapon. That's the one thing that I've always said, because I've been in some rough situations myself, that I have always said that police officers should be held on a high standard, because if a person who's a regular CCW, regular citizen, Joe Blow can ascertain if something is dangerous or not and say, nope, I'm not going to pull my weapon. What for? There's no need. Had a situation on whether they should pull I also want to thank East Cleveland for showing restraint, because I'm off the 16-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Why not play this particular, I think I will play something.
No. No.
Yeah.
Come and talk to me. I really want. No.